to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause. I was enjoying the song and forgot to turn on my microphone. I'm Richard Krause sitting in for Jim Richards. He will be back on Monday. Until then, for the rest of tonight and tomorrow night, I will be here. This is a segment that we call Ask a Blank Anything. You can ask. Last week, we had a social media star on. Jim, when he does it, he's had hypnotists and porn stars and all sorts of different people on. And we will take your questions. I'm going to start off by asking our guest a few questions. And then we'd love to hear from you. You can call me at 1-855-633-1010 or 71010 on the text board. If you have questions and you want to know a little bit more about my guest. Her name is Sarah Elise, and she is a transformational evolutionary astrologer based out of Toronto. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you. This is fascinating. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, my first question has to be, exactly what does a transformational evolutionary astrologer do?
That's a great question. I suppose, just like the title says, I help people with their evolution using the lens of astrology, and it generally leads to them having a fairly transformational experience.
So that's not like when I read my Gemini astrology in the newspaper and think, oh, I'm going to have this kind of day. You're talking about a transformation that change really changes people's lives. In what way can you affect change in someone's life through astrology?
So I suppose it really depends on your worldview, because if you're looking at reality through a quote unquote normal lens, this might sound a little crazy. But from my lens and the reality that I perceive, we incarnate into this lifetime in order to learn very specific lessons. And the blueprint of our karma, the things we're carrying with us, the lessons that we're here to learn, the baggage, so to speak, the gifts, the strengths, and even the direction that we're here to learn how to go in is all written in the birth chart. So I help people because I have studied for so long and I can tune into it and translate it for people. I always say that I never tell someone someone doesn't know. I only tell them things that they know about themselves. Like, if I'm not a fortune teller, and I'm not there to tell them their future, right? That is not what I do.
I
hold up a mirror and I help people reflect upon themselves and the deep psychological structures that they deal with on a day-to-day basis, possibly and many times for the first time they've ever had that experience before. And I give them permission to know that they're here on purpose, that there's nothing wrong with them, that these lessons are okay, and that there are ways to tangle with them, there are ways to wrestle with them, and that there are ways to move beyond them as well. So in that respect, there's transformation involved, and there's evolution involved, because I help to kind of position people on their timeline and teach them where they're going, even if they seem like they're a far way away from their goal. It's always wonderful to have your deepest dreams affirmed for you.
If you have a question for my guest, Sarah Elise, who is a transformational evolutionary astrologer, give me a call at 1-855-633-1010, or you can text me at 71010. And Sarah, if she's able to, we'll answer your questions. So a birth chart, then, to make up a birth chart, it's not just the day and date and month that you were born. There probably are other elements involved in that. What are they?
So you cast a chart for the moment of someone's birth. And if you can think about the solar system that we're living inside of, it's a system, right? It's almost as though it's a body unto itself. And at the moment of your birth, all of the planets are somewhere in the solar system. And they're creating an energetic field, so a very precise energetic matrix or a pattern of energy. And when you enter at that moment,
that is specific to you.
Your soul chooses very consciously the moment that you enter, so that the pattern of energy is really specific to your karmic needs, your karmic necessity,
right,
for your own evolutionary path and your goals. So it's kind of, the moment is important, but I often have clients who don't know the moment of their birth. Mm-hmm. And when I have a case like that, I certainly can't go as deep as, and I can't be as specific or as accurate as I can if they have the moment of their birth, but we can still go to some wonderful places. It's still possible to do a really good reading for someone when they just know their birthday, mm-hmm, and you know their birthplace.
And what you're essentially sort of boiling this down to, or it's me boiling it down, sitting from the outside looking in, is that you're hoping that with the information that you're able to extract from the birth chart and all that other stuff, you want people to look inward, right, and become more introspective. You say that you don't tell them anything they don't already know about themselves. So that to me suggests that you're hoping that we look inward and discover, or perhaps really come to recognize something that's already there in us.
Exactly.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. I call it the basement room that you don't want anybody to know is there.
Right.
I like to open up the windows and let a little light in.
Yeah, let air it out a little bit. Yeah.
Exactly. We've all got one, trust me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's always something, right? There's always something there. And it could be a repressed memory. It could be any number of things. Or it could be just something that we haven't thought about. Just something that's there.
Totally. And it's sometimes so unconscious, and we identify with it so strongly that having someone point it out to you helps with the disidentification a little bit. It gives you a little bit of space from yourself so that you have the perceptual ability to see that you actually are not your patterns, that they are patterns that you're working through, but there's a part of you that is sovereign, mm-hmm, and there's a part of you that is outside of the pattern. And if you can look at your pattern from this place outside of the pattern and see it consciously, and that you can make a choice to change it.
A question from our text board. It's two, kind of, I'll roll them into one. Would you consider this a form of therapy, or is it maybe a supplement to therapy?
You know, I've had people tell me that they've gone deeper in one 90-minute session than they have in like 4 months of therapy. So it's definitely therapeutic, which, mm-hmm, is why therapeutic is in sort of my, like, what I call myself. I am not, however, a therapist. Okay. Right. I'm not a therapist. That is not my job. But the result is extremely therapeutic. What I guess, if I was to be really politically correct about it, it's kind of like spiritual soul life path coaching.
Right.
Okay. Because a therapist is a really specific thing. And I mean, I've actually trained as a therapist, but I do not have my designation.
Right.
I don't practice in that field. And I just want to respect the people who do, because mm-hmm, they do something very, very different than what I do. They receive someone's energy. They listen, they hold the space. I tell you, I'm like right in there. I'm a little bit like a bulldog. I don't wait, and I'm not, I mean, I listen, and if you process something, I'll wait for you, but that's not the purpose of what I do.
Sarah, we're going to take a little break. You're coming back on the other side of the break, and we'll talk some more. We'll talk about how you got into this and dig a little deeper. And if you have questions for Sarah Elise, the Transformational Evolutionary Astrologer, give me a call at 1-855-633-1010, or you can text me at 71010. We'll continue the conversation. There's a lot here to talk about, and I want to find out, and we will on the other side of the break, how Sarah left a corporate job to take on this, and what that moment was like, what that moment of, I guess, transformation was like for her. We'll get into that when we come back on News Talk Tonight. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. Stay with me. We have lots and lots more show to come. We'll be right back.
Tonight is on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards, who is back on Monday at long last, after a long hiatus, after 3 weeks of me working at night, after 20 years of not working at night. I'm happy to hand the reins back over to him. But man, it's been fun getting to know all of you, taking your calls and seeing your texts and talking to all the great guests that we've had. But we've still got another night to go. So I'll say bye-bye tomorrow. Right now, I want to welcome back to the big show Sarah Elise, transformational evolutionary astrologer. She's based in Toronto. And you are also, let me just look up the title here, Sarah, a psychokinesis life coach and holistic psychotherapist. And what I love about all of this language that you have in your biography that I have sitting in front of me is that after you talk about all of that stuff and you say, and I no longer pretend to be normal. Is that something, do people, when they find out what you do, do they make an assumption about you? And that's why you throw a line like that, a disarming line like that in your bio?
Well, I definitely hesitate before I tell anybody, for sure. Yeah.
Well, how did you get into this? You were working a corporate job. You were, you know, in your early 20s. You're working a corporate job at Procter & Gamble. And then your life changed. It transformed.
You know, it actually started before P&G. So it started when I was about 20 or 21 years old. And I was raised in a very secular, non-religious family. I was raised by an academic. So
right. Yep.
I had absolutely no spirituality in me at all. In fact, I thought it was ludicrous. It was very, very sarcastic. And you know, I sort of was raised on Monty Python and things. And so I went out to university, just a normal kid, and I went to UBC, and then I just had a very intense spiritual awakening. It was weird, it was bizarre, and the egg of my consciousness cracked open, and if anybody out there knows what I'm talking about, Kundalini rose through my body and sort of blasted open all my chakras, and my third eye opened, and my intuition opened, and it was just, it was kind of like I just became who I was before but didn't realize it. So this whole other
I'll interrupt just for a sec. Do you think that being raised with no spirituality made your reckoning, your awakening, even more powerful because it wasn't a gradual build for you?
Well, and I have absolutely no reference for it. I didn't have words for it or language for it or context for it. So I could experience it, I suppose, in its purest form without any filter, for sure. That's a good point. What happened immediately, though, is I started to get teachers coming my way. So I sort of attached myself to some pretty strong leaders, and I devoted myself to practice. So I did an intense amount of meditation and Qigong and things. And one of the teachers who came to me was an astrologer, and her name was Deborah Silverman, and she was she's probably about 20 years older than me, and she took me under her wing. I managed to stay in university for my third year. And by the end of it, I really just couldn't stick around anymore. I took off. I left society completely. My parents didn't know where I was.
Wow.
And I ended up going down to California and training with Deb in astrology. She taught me everything she knew. And I absorbed it as though I was just drinking, you know, soda pop. It was so easy. And I understood it so deeply. Now, I kept on my little walkabout for a while, but it didn't last more than like 2 or 3 years. And by the end of it, I just came back into society and became normal again. And I figured I needed to figure out how to make money.
Right.
So I went to school. I went into commerce, of all the things. I graduated near the top of my class and was recruited by a big corporation. So I thought, okay, I'll take that on. I'll play that character for a little while. But it was kind of a character. It wasn't really my authentic self. And after a little while, that became apparent. I was there for about 8 years in total. And I started having children. And my babies were so much more valuable to me than what I was doing on a day-to-day basis, that it was actually that reason. That's why I left corporate. I left because I preferred to be with the people who meant more to me than anything in the world. So I made the decision to end my career there. Now, years later, when my marriage fell apart, this is getting really personal, I needed to figure out how to make a living. And lo and behold, I had started getting back into astrology. Deborah had always been my friend, and she had started an online astrology school. And it had been a hobby for me for 20 years, but it hadn't been something that I was doing on a professional level. And when I was making this break and I needed to go back to the corporate world, and I went to Rotman and I did a back to work program for women with children who'd been out of the work field for a while.
Rotman's a business school for people who don't know.
Exactly, at the U of T. And at the end of that program, I'm sitting there in this room full of amazing, beautiful, powerful, intelligent women. And I'm like, they're all like, what is your plan? And I'm like, I'm going to be an astrologer. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
I love that so much.
But it was true. It was all that I wanted to be. And it's all that I want. It's my calling. So it's been very successful. Like, I wouldn't say that astrology is a very smart career choice. But
it may not be for everybody.
Everybody. But it does seem to be like a calling for me. It's really important for me. It's how I offer my service to the world, you know?
So people are texting in, and I think that the questions that they're texting in aren't exactly the kinds of things that you deal with, but I'll read them, and maybe you do. Hello, quick question for Sarah. What is the most charming quality of a Taurus? Any advice for Geminis? And that's not what you do, right?
That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
I think that's really fun. No, it's not at all what I do, but I can chat about that stuff. What's the most charming quality for a Taurus?
Yeah, we've got about a minute and a half left. So tell me what the most quality, let's talk about Geminis, because I'm a Gemini.
So am I. Yeah. Gemini. I'm a double Gemini, actually. Ooh. Well, you know, Gemini is a mercurial sign. So we're all about the mind and all about communication. So it doesn't surprise me that you found your way to this career.
Right.
Very eloquent, very good communicators. And the interesting thing about Gemini, oh gosh, what can I say, is that they're known for their duality. People talk about Gemini being a dualistic sign. But the way I like to think about Gemini is the ruler of Gemini is Mercury, and Mercury is the Greek god Hermes. And Hermes was the only god who could go all the way from the top of Mount Olympus, where the gods dwelled, all the way to the bottom of Hades, to the deep, deep underworld. And he could go, he didn't need special permission. He was free. Gemini is like that. We have absolutely no limit where we can go with our mind. We can go to the depths of hell or the heights of heaven. And that's part of what makes us the perfect relationship sign, because we don't judge. We are curious about everything. And when we meet someone, we rest lightly upon them and we receive them as they are. People think of Libra as being a relationship sign, but it's not. Gemini is the true relationship sign in the zodiac.
We have to leave it there. I love that. Thank you. My wife's also a Gemini, so I, you know, it seems like we found one another. Sarah, thank you so much. What a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you so much for your time. It was really nice to meet you, Richard.
It was nice to meet you. That was Sarah Elise, transformational evolutionary astrologer. Do you have a website? But we're out of time.